Tom Carkelwin, the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, going to be mainly sunny, and we'll have a high, well, close to 45 degrees for today. Starting things out rather cool, however, 25 right now in Kenosha. It's 24 in Burlington, 29 Milwaukee, 26 at this hour in Racine. Common Council chambers at City Hall in Racine packed last night. Current and former lawmakers, other government officials, family, friends, and supporters of Corey Mason, who became the new mayor last night, taking the oath of office from U.S. District Court Judge Lynn Edelman. Mason saying that Racine is facing a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity with the Foxconn development. Said the city, though, can only seize the opportunity by working with the Building Trades and Labor, Gateway Technical College, and others to get people ready for the jobs Foxconn will bring.
There are enormous supply chain opportunities coming to our area. We will work aggressively to see new and current businesses thrive right here in Racine. This opportunity is just 5 miles away from Racine, but it may as well be 500 miles away if we don't aggressively fight for our residents to succeed, and that's what we will do.
He pledged to work to protect the environment.
We will do our part to create green energy jobs, help save people on their utility bills, and acknowledge that we have to do our part to reduce the carbon footprint. Climate change is real, and Racine will lead by doing our part to address it.
Mason promising to fight for the city's public schools and that Racine would be an inclusive and welcoming city. Hours before he was sworn in, Corey Mason sent his letter of resignation to the governor from the assembly. It'll be effective January 15th, and the governor has now scheduled a special election for January the 16th. Two special elections held yesterday in different parts of Racine County. It was an off election year, first Tuesday in November. Village of Waterford, Brent Hess chosen to fill a vacancy on the Board of Trustees. Jim Schneider was elected village president back in April. Hess getting 68 votes, 47 for Troy McReynolds, 37 for Eric Vogel. McReynolds filed a run for the opening and then was chosen to fill another vacancy, which had cropped up in June. In the Union Grove High School District, the voters there narrowly approved a $7.85 million facilities improvement and creation referendum. Final tally, 789 in favor, 728 votes opposed. Existing debt from a 1997 construction referendum, that's going to be continued to cover the cost on this one, which means taxpayer bills would stay the same. An amendment to the proposed 2018 Racine County budget shifting $100,000 out of the $200,000 proposed to buy emergency generators, putting that toward paving projects in various parks, well, it got some debate at last night's county board meeting. Supervisor Ron Molnar saying the amendment is a compromise to one rejected last week by the Finance Committee and addresses the DNR rule for backup generators to municipal lift stations.
There is a need for generators. I think that the $100,000 as presented in the resolution will more than satisfactorily meet the need that's presented while also addressing needs that are present throughout the year in many other areas. Additional support is without question needed to address neglected areas in our parks that have year-round use.
Burlington Supervisor Tom Pringle, though, noted several homes were lost with the flooding in July, for which FEMA rejected any financial help.
If the appropriate generator or generators had been available, these homes and buildings would not have received such substantial damage. The heavy damage was because two or three lift stations were flooded. The damage was done. There are no backup generators in lift stations.
Meanwhile, it was Supervisor Bob Miller noting the compromise amendment could always be maybe supplemented through the contingency account if that was necessary. It was 12-6 in favor of the amendment, a unanimous vote then on the budget. The county board will vote on the levy for the budget next week. Tonight, the Kenosha County Board meets to debate and to adopt the 2018 budget. First reading of it held last night. Finance Committee Chairman Terry Rose, during an overview, called it a lean spending plan. The committee had made few changes to the budget presented by County Executive Jim Cruiser. He said that the budget resolution will also contain a personnel study.
There will be a study by the Personnel Department, County Administration, for new positions related to operational and organizational changes. That study will be presented to the County Board for our advice and consent.
The relationship between the county and Kemper Center dominating the public comment portion of the meetings last night. Lisa Dretzky, Kemper Center Incorporated's executive director, commenting on the project to renovate currently unused space into offices, that is, for artists and musicians, said the organization sees this as another way to contribute to the county's economy.
It's been over 40 years since this area of Kemper Center has really been utilized. And Kemper Center Inc. is excited to invest and put life back into this area and into this county building. We want to see it get utilized, especially by local artists, to have them have this personal space that they really can cherish and understand how beautiful Kemper grounds are.
The only other comments regarding Pastor Kathleen Gloff offering a prayer for the homeless in the county, noting it was 37 degrees outside at the time. The Kenosha County budget, as proposed, would mean the taxes on a home valued at $100,000 going up just under $2. The meeting tonight starting at 7:30. Developing a public library and what would all be involved with that, the subject of a presentation to the Village Board in Sturtevant last night. A study funded by the Racine Public Library Foundation, conducted by the firm Library Strategies, included four possible library models for the village to consider. Principal consultant Karen Rose telling the trustees they found that 20% of the residents in Sturtevant are considered active library users, which is actually pretty low. She said the libraries now, they're also more than just books.
They express who you are as a community. They usually are places to bring people together. They are places where people embrace technology, embrace creativity. It's not just about taking the information and going home with it. It's about coming together and creating a lot together as a sense of community, your values, how you teach your children, how you educate your workforce. Libraries are playing that role in today's world.
Study included four possible scenarios, including a full-service facility run by the Racine Public Library, an independent village library, a Sturtevant-Racine joint-operated facility, and a link or express library involving a site where books and other materials can be picked up and dropped off. A full-service library, the estimate, between $4 and $7 million. Recommendation, next step would be the formation of a community library planning group. City of Racine taxpayers to save over $300,000 with a $19.1 million refunding resolution that the Common Council backed last night through its bond council between now and the year 2031. John Mahan of Robert W. Baird said that bonds issued in 2008 and 2011 are being refunded because of low interest rates and the pending tax reform bill in Washington, the savings almost $100,000 more than projected to the Finance Committee last month. On Standard & Poor's listing a weak debt and contingent liability position for the city, Mahan said it's their comment on Racine's debt versus the overall government funding of the debt, for which they would like to see it a little bit stronger, but otherwise, he said, it's a good report.
It's a mathematical calculation for them. I would stop and say that, reasonable people can differ in some views. I would say there's too many strong positions. There's a criticism that I thought they made their comment. Overall, I think it's a very strong report.
Council overwhelmingly supporting that refunding resolution. The council approved the 2018 general fund and capital improvement budgets without discussion last night. Same with the police union contract, as well as the 14-0 vote non-renewal of the liquor license for the Riverside Inn. The mayor's report of nominations to reappoint members to the Waterworks and Wastewater Commissions got rejected on an 8-6 vote of the council. Alderman John Tate II starting a movement by questioning if the new mayor maybe shouldn't have the chance to find a more diverse group of nominees.
We have a problem in Racine with the look of our committees. And if we don't start correcting this today, with the new appointment of a mayor and having new appointments to go into the commissions, particularly Wastewater Commission, which is going to have a whole lot of work to do with some things happening out west, I think now is the time to start addressing that. And this is nothing against our former Mayor Weiser and his appointments. It's just about the vision that I'd like to see going forward for this city.
Council unanimously accepted an alternative 3-month approval to the reappointments. Mayor Corey Mason urged to come up with names more reflective of the city's diverse population. And as the national opioid epidemic continues to strain the resources at all levels of government, the Kenosha County Board has approved an agreement with several law firms to investigate potential lawsuits against several pharmaceutical companies. The Corporation Counsel for Kenosha County is Joseph Cardamone, who told the supervisors this letter of engagement allows the law firms to look into claims that the county might have regarding their expenses incurred due to the opioid crisis, says any lawsuits would be modeled after those filed against the tobacco companies done several years ago.
Manufacturers of pharmaceuticals who it is alleged engaged in deceptive practices relating to the safety of long-term opioid use.
Cardamone says lawsuits are being filed all over the country, and this agreement gives Kenosha County a seat at the table. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. That's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.